report is coming to you from WCRS Radio. The program is Labor Creates All Wealth. So I'm here today with Terry. Terry, could you tell me what your full name is?
My name's Terry Robinson. I live in Ironton, Ohio, down in Lawrence County. I work with the Lawrence County Department of Job and Family Services, and I'm with AFSCME.
AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, correct?
Yes. I've been with AFSCME for 24 years.
So we're headed to Philadelphia. It's about, I suppose it's about midnight or later Friday night, the 10th of August. We're headed to Philadelphia for the Workers Stand for America. What position do you hold in leadership in AFSCME?
Well, I am the recording secretary for Ohio Council 8 and president of my local union.
We've heard about this second Bill of Rights. You know, what does that mean to you, and where does that come from your understanding?
I'm ready to go to see workers in America have taken such a hit, especially where I have an interest in public service. We've taken such a hit lately, and I think that it's time to stand up and stand up for the workers that are out doing what we do every day.
Tell me what's going on in your workplace that you see, you know, firsthand that, you know, calls for the need for something like this.
Well, not only the hits that public servants have taken lately, public employees have taken lately, you have also the clients that I deal with every day that have taken hit from budget cuts, and it seems like they're not only balancing the budget on our backs as public employees, but on the workers or on the clients that we serve, on some of the people that have been laid off that need help, poor people.
Right. Yeah, it seems like we live in a divided America where some people are doing just fine and a whole lot of us aren't.
A whole lot of us aren't.
Okay, well, Terry, thanks very much for your time, and we hope to see you rallying hot and heavy tomorrow out in the sun, okay? Take care.
Okay, thanks.
Here with Eugene Davis, newly elected president of the CLC Mid-Ohio. Eugene, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here. Looking forward to hitting Philadelphia and letting everybody know labor is still strong and vibrant.
Thank you, Eugene. Yeah, we're standing out in the middle of the rest area on the way to Philadelphia in the middle of the night, about 1 a.m., I would imagine, yeah. Something along those lines. We came out of Columbus. And, Eugene, where are you from?
Basically, I'm from Marion, Ohio. I've worked with the Department of Corrections, that at Marion Correctional. We're that group who got dispossessed from North Central when they sold the management rights to NCC, which was MCI at the time. Now this North Coast Central Community Center, or Central Correction Center.
In short, they're privatizing the prisons,
and that's
basically
what they did. And we, using our bumping rights, were able to secure a job at the prison next door. So it kind of helped the fact that, you know, we had someplace close to go.
Yeah, and how did you find out about the bus trip to Philadelphia to support the CWA and the Second Bill of Rights for your workers?
Actually, I got an email from Debbie Hutchinson King, who is the president of OCSEA, and she sent me some information down about the trip. And I contacted Sarah to find out if there was space available. She said it was, and here I am.
So it didn't sound like it took you too long to make the decision.
Didn't take long at all. When I found out that the people were going to Philadelphia to proclaim labor's rights, I'm there.
Well, thanks for your time, Eugene.
Yep. Thank you.
Let's have a good trip, huh?
Yes, hopefully.
Here today with Ed Good. He's a member of the Utility Workers United of America. Union of America. Utility Workers Union of America. And we're going to be doing this interview for WCRS Radio in Columbus, and the program Labor Creates All Wealth. Morning, Ed. Give me your full name and where you're from.
Morning. Ed Good from Shadyside, Ohio.
Shadyside. I remember Shadyside. Shadyside had one heck of a bad flood some years back.
We did. June 14th, 1990. Very good. Very good memory.
And that was really devastating to the community, wasn't it?
It was. We lost 26 souls that day. It's terrible.
That's tough. Ed, what is it you do for a living?
I'm a utility worker.
Which means what?
I work in a power plant.
In a high tension lines in the power
Actually,
plant.
I'm on the side of the business that we generate electricity.
Oh, electric generating.
Power
okay.
Right.
So which plant would that be? The Conesville or
Samus plant?
Samus plant
in Toronto, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
I'm not familiar with that. So, hey, you came on the bus last night with us all the way from Columbus. Well, actually, we picked you up, I think, in St. Clairsville, right?
Correct.
And what do you feel about today? How's it going to go? I mean, what do you think? It's 8:30 in the morning. We got about 2 hours till the thing really gets going. What do you think?
Well, just by the look of the crowd so far, I think it's going to be a great event. Looks like there's people coming in from all over. Looks like it's well attended. And I think the people are sending that message that, you know, working families, they need that ear. Our voice needs heard.
Absolutely, absolutely. I agree. And it looks like we're really getting quite a few people. The numbers of buses are just astounding to me.
Yes, yeah. Pretty impressive, isn't it?
I saw the local media got a hold of you. What did they ask you about?
Well, they were just asking, you know, basically similar to what you are, you know, where we're from, why we're here. And again, you know, we're here to stand up for working families.
Thanks so much, Ed. Have a good day.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, Terry.
Terry Robinson. And what I enjoyed most about it was the speakers. Gives you a little shot of gas.
Thanks, Terry.
Hi, Chelsea Watson. I loved seeing people from, you know, all different states coming together.
Thanks. You got a comment, brother?
Jeff Austin. I like seeing people of all persuasions and coming from all parts of the United States just to fill in for a worthy cause that we're trying to do.
Great. Thanks. Matt?
Matt Smith, my favorite part today was probably President Rich Trumka firing up the crowd. Always a very effective speaker and always has really good things to say. Good man.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Sarah Smith. My favorite part of our trip today was seeing all the different unions come together in solidarity. They were well represented, lots of different unions, and it was really inspiring. A great day today.
Thanks.
Say, probably motivated. Definitely motivated me.
What's your name again? Where are you from?
Ben Lofton from Bel Air.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
I'm Dan Lofton from Bel Air, and I enjoyed everything, especially Barack Obama, our president, and gave us very much motivation.
Nope.
Yeah, Joe Sterling out of Canton, Ohio. I was just awed by the awesome display of solidarity from all unions.
Thanks, Joe.
Ed Good with Utility Workers Union of America. The people on the bus, first and foremost, and the solidarity at the event.
Thanks, Ed.
Zach Lofton, Bel Air, Ohio. I enjoyed hearing most of the speakers, and especially a couple of them who really woke a lot of people up, I think.
All right, thanks.
Amanda Sable, Columbus, Ohio. I enjoyed reuniting with old labor friends and making new labor friends.
Thanks, Amanda.
Jennifer Natmeyer, I'm a Teamster, and I loved Lucinda.
Lucinda, yeah, she was rocking it.
Eugene Davis, and the best part to me of the entire rally was when Debbie Wasserman Schultz got up and gave us the gist of why we were there. We are the voice of the common man. Unions are the gateway to the middle class for the ordinary individual.
Thank you, Gene.
Hi, I'm Becky Logan Johnson, and my favorite thing was the president's message. It gave me a feeling that if we stay united, he will have our back.
I'm Megan Cothran. I'm from Ironton, Ohio, and my favorite part of the rally was seeing all the different people coming together for a good cause.
Thanks so much. Mm-hmm.
We had a great event, everyone. It was wonderful to be together with all the friends that we met on the bus coming across Ohio and Pennsylvania. And as we make our way home, we're going to remember to stay active and get busy.